Exodus, chapter 32. The people fall into idolatry. Moses prayeth for them. He breaketh the tables, destroyeth the idol, blameth Aaron, and causeth many of the idolaters to be slain. And the people, seeing that Moses delayed to come down from the mount, gathering together against Aaron, said, Arise, make us gods that may go before us. For as to this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has befallen him. And Aaron said to them, Take the golden earrings from the ears of your wives and your sons and daughters, and bring them to me. And the people did what he had commanded, bringing the earrings to Aaron. And when he had received them, he fashioned them by founder's work, and made of them a molten calf. And they said, These are thy gods, O Israel, that have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and made proclamation by a crier's voice, saying, Tomorrow is the solemnity of the Lord. And rising in the morning, they offered holocausts and peace victims, and the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Go, get thee down, thy people which thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt hath sinned. They have quickly strayed from the way which thou didst show them. And they have made to themselves a molten calf, and have adored it, and sacrificing victims to it, have said, These are thy gods, O Israel, that have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And again the Lord said to Moses, See that this people is stiff-necked. Let me alone, that my wrath may be kindled against them, and that I may destroy them, and I will make of thee a great nation. But Moses besought the Lord, his God, saying, Why, O Lord, is thy indignation enkindled against thy people? Whom thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand. Let not the Egyptians say, I beseech thee. He craftily brought them out that he might kill them in the mountains and destroy them from the earth. Let thy anger cease, and be appeased upon the wickedness of thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou sworest by thy own self, saying, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. And this whole land that I have spoken of, I will give to your seed, and you shall possess it forever. And the Lord was appeased from doing the evil which he had spoken against his people. And Moses returned from the mount, carrying the two tables of the testimony in his hand, written on both sides, and made by the work of God. The writing also of God was graven in the tables. And Joshua, hearing the noise of the people shouting, said to Moses, The noise of battle is heard in the camp. But he answered, It is not the cry of men encouraging to fight, nor the shout of men compelling to flee, but I hear the voice of singers. And when he came nigh to the camp, he saw the calf and the dances, and being very angry, he threw the tables out of his hand and broke them at the foot of the mount. And laying hold of the calf which they had made, he burnt it, and beat it to powder, which he strode into water, and gave thereof to the children of Israel to drink. And he said to Aaron, What hast this people done to thee, that thou shouldst bring upon them a most heinous sin? And he answered him, Let not my lord be offended, for thou knowest this people, that they are prone to evil. They said to me, Make us gods that may go before us. For as to this Moses, who brought us forth out of the land of Egypt, we know not what is befallen him. And I said to them, Which of you hath any gold? And they took and brought it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had stripped them by occasion of the shame of the filth, and had set them naked among their enemies, then standing in the gate of the camp, he said, If any man be on the Lord's side, let him join with me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said to them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Put every man his sword upon his thigh. Go, and return from gate to gate through the midst of the camp, and let every man kill his brother and friend and neighbor. And the sons of Levi did according to the words of Moses, and there were slain that day about 23,000 men. And Moses said, You have consecrated your hands this day to the Lord, every man in his son and in his brother, that a blessing may be given to you. And when the next day was come, Moses spoke to the people, You have sinned a very great sin. I will go up to the Lord, if by any means I may be able to entreat him for your crime. And returning to the Lord, he said, I beseech thee, this people hath sinned a heinous sin, and they have made to themselves gods of gold. Either forgive them this trespass, or if thou do not, strike me out of the book that thou hast written. And the Lord answered him, He that hath sinned against me, him will I strike out of my book. But go thou, and lead this people whither I have told thee. My angel shall go before thee, and I in the day of revenge will visit this sin also of theirs. The Lord therefore struck the people for the guilt on occasion of the calf which Aaron had made. Chapter 33. The people mourn for their sin. Moses pitcheth the tabernacle without the camp. He converseth familiarly with God, desireth to see his glory. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Go, get thee up from this place, thou and thy people, which thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt, into the land concerning which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, To thy seed I will give it. And I will send an angel before thee, that I may cast out the Canaanite, and the Amorite, and the Hethite, and the Perizzite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite, that thou mayest enter into the land that floweth with milk and honey. For I will not go up with thee, because thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I destroy thee in the way. And the people, hearing these very bad tidings, mourned, and no man put on his ornaments according to custom. And the Lord said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel, Thou art a stiff-necked people. Once I shall come up in the midst of thee, and shall destroy thee. Now presently lay aside thy ornaments, that I may know what to do to thee. So the children of Israel laid aside their ornaments by Mount Horeb. Moses also, taking the tabernacle, pitched it without the camp afar off, and called the name thereof the Tabernacle of the Covenant. And all the people that had any question went forth to the Tabernacle of the Covenant without the camp. And when Moses went forth to the tabernacle, all the people rose up, and every one stood in the door of the pavilion. And they beheld the back of Moses till he went into the tabernacle. And when he was gone into the tabernacle of the covenant, the pillar of the cloud came down and stood at the door. And he spoke with Moses. And all saw that the pillar of the cloud stood at the door of the tabernacle. And they stood and worshipped at the doors of their tents. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man is wont to speak to his friend. And when he returned into the camp, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not from the tabernacle. And Moses said to the Lord, Thou commandest me to lead forth this people, and thou dost not let me know whom thou wilt send with me, especially whereas thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast found favor in my sight. If therefore I have found favor in thy sight, show me thy face, that I may know thee, and may find grace before thy eyes. Look upon thy people, this nation. And the Lord said, My face shall go before thee, and I will give thee rest. And Moses said, If thou thyself dost not go before, bring us not out of this place. For how shall we be able to know, I and thy people, that we have found grace in thy sight, unless thou walk with us, that we may be glorified by all people that dwell upon the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, This word also which thou hast spoken will I do, for thou hast found grace before me, and thee I have known by name. And he said, Show me thy glory. He answered, I will show thee all good, and I will proclaim in the name of the Lord before thee, and I will have mercy on whom I will, and I will be merciful to whom it shall please me. And again he said, Thou canst not see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And again he said, Behold, there is a place with me, and thou shalt stand upon the rock. And when my glory shall pass, I will set thee in a hole of the rock, and protect thee with my right hand till I pass. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face thou canst not see. Chapter 34. The tables are renewed. All society with the Canaanites is forbidden. Some precepts concerning the firstborn, the Sabbath, and other feasts. After 40 days fast, Moses returneth to the people with the commandments, and his face, appearing horned with rays of light, he covereth it, whensoever he speaketh to the people. After this he said, Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the former, and I will write upon them the words which were in the tables which thou brokest. Be ready in the morning, that thou mayest forthwith go up into Mount Sinai, and thou shalt stand with me upon the top of the mount. Let no man go up with thee, and let not any man be seen throughout all the mount. Neither let the oxen nor the sheep feed over against it. Then he cut out two tables of stone, such as had been before, and rising very early he went up into Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, carrying with him the tables. And when the Lord was come down in a cloud, Moses stood with him, calling upon the name of the Lord. And when he passed before him, he said, O the Lord God, merciful and gracious, patient and of much compassion, and true, who keepest mercy unto thousands, who takest away iniquity and wickedness and sin, and no man of himself is innocent before thee, who renderest the iniquity of the fathers to the children, and to the grandchildren unto the third and fourth generation. And Moses, making haste, bowed down prostrate unto the earth, and adoring, said, If I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, I beseech thee that thou wilt go with us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and take away our iniquities and sin, and possess us. The Lord answered, I will make a covenant in the sight of all. I will do signs such as were never seen upon the earth, nor in any nations, that this people, in the midst of whom thou art, may see the terrible work of the Lord, which I will do. Observe all things which this day I command thee. I myself will drive out before thy face the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hethite, and the Perizzite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite. Beware thou never join in friendship with the inhabitants of that land, which may be thy ruin. But destroy their altars, break their statues, and cut down their groves. Adore not any strange god. The Lord, his name, is jealous. He is a jealous God. Make no covenant with the men of those countries, lest, when they have committed fornication with their gods, and have adored their idols, someone call thee to eat of the things sacrificed. Neither shalt thou take of their daughters a wife for thy son, lest after they themselves have committed fornication, they make thy sons also to commit fornication with their gods. Thou shalt not make to thyself any molten gods. Thou shalt keep the feast of the unleavened bread. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee in the time of the month of the new corn. For in the month of the springtime thou camest out from Egypt. All of the male kind that openeth the womb shall be mine. Of all beasts, both of oxen and of sheep, it shall be mine. The firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a sheep, but if thou wilt not give a price for it, it shall be slain. The firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem. Neither shalt thou appear before me empty. 6 days shalt thou work. The seventh day thou shalt cease to plow and to reap. Thou shalt keep the feast of weeks with the first fruits of the corn of thy wheat harvest, and the feast when the time of the year returneth that all things are laid in. 3 times in the year all thy males shall appear in the sight of the Almighty Lord, the God of Israel. For when I shall have taken away the nations from thy face, and shall have enlarged thy borders, no man shall lie in wait against thy land when thou shalt go up and appear in the sight of the Lord thy God thrice in a year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice upon leaven, neither shall there remain in the morning anything of the victim of the solemnity of the phase. The first of the fruits of thy ground thou shalt offer in the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not boil a kid in the milk of his dam. And the Lord said to Moses, Write thee these words by which I have made a covenant both with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water, and he wrote upon the tables the 10 words of the covenant. And when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai, he held the 2 tables of the testimony, and he knew not that his face was horned from the conversation of the Lord. And Aaron and the children of Israel, seeing the face of Moses horned, were afraid to come near. And being called by him, they returned, both Aaron and the rulers of the congregation. And after that, he spoke to them. And all the children of Israel came to him, and he gave them in commandment all that he had heard of the Lord in Mount Sinai. And having done speaking, he put a veil upon his face. But when he went in to the Lord and spoke with him, he took it away until he came forth. And then he spoke to the children of Israel all things that had been commanded him. And they saw that the face of Moses, when he came out, was horned, but he covered his face again, if at any time he spoke to them. Chapter 35. The Sabbath. Offerings for making the tabernacle. Bezaleel and Eliab are called to the work. And all the multitude of the children of Israel being gathered together, he said to them, These are the things which the Lord hath commanded to be done. 6 days you shall do work, the seventh day shall be holy unto you, the Sabbath and the rest of the Lord. He that shall do any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire in any of your habitations on the Sabbath day. And Moses said to all the assembly of the children of Israel, This is the word the Lord hath commanded, saying, Set aside with you first fruits to the Lord. Let every one that is willing and hath a ready heart offer them to the Lord, gold and silver and brass, violet and purple and scarlet twice dyed, and fine linen, goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and violet colored skins, setim wood, and oil to maintain lights, and to make ointment, and most sweet incense, onyx stones and precious stones for the adorning of the ephod and the rational. Whosoever of you is wise, let him come and make that which the Lord hath commanded, to wit, the tabernacle and the roof thereof, and the cover, the rings, and the board, work with the oars, the pillars, and the sockets, the ark and the staves, the propitiatory and the veil that is drawn before it, the table with the bars and the vessels, and the loaves of proposition, the candlesticks to bear up the lights, the vessels thereof, and the lamps, and the oil for the nourishing of fires, the altar of incense, and the bars, and the oil of unction, and the incense of spices, the hanging at the door of the tabernacle, the altar of holocaust, and its grate of brass, with the bars and vessels thereof, the laver and its foot, the curtains of the court, with the pillars and the sockets, the hanging in the doors of the entry, the pins of the tabernacle and of the court with their little cords, the vestments that are to be used in the ministry of the sanctuary, the vesture of Aaron the high priest and of his sons to do the office of priesthood to me. And all the multitude of the children of Israel, going out from the presence of Moses, offered first fruits to the Lord with a most ready and devout mind, to make the work of the tabernacle of the testimony. Whatsoever was necessary to the service and to the holy vestments, both men and women gave bracelets and earrings, rings and tablets. Every vessel of gold was set aside to be offered to the Lord. If any man had violet and purple and scarlet twice dyed, fine linen and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, and violet colored skins, metal of silver and brass, they offered it to the Lord and sent him wood for divers uses. The skillful women also gave such things as they had spun, violet, purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, giving all of their own accord. But the princes offered onyx stones and precious stones for the ephod and the rational, and spices and oil for the lights, and for the preparing of ointment, and to make the incense of most sweet savor. All, both men and women, with devout mind offered gifts, that the works might be done which the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. All the children of Israel dedicated voluntary offerings to the Lord. And Moses said to the children of Israel, Behold, the Lord hath called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and hath filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all learning, to devise and to work in gold and silver and brass, and in engraving stones and carpenter's work, whatsoever can be devised artificially. He hath given in his heart Eliab, also the son of Achisamech, of the tribe of Dan. Both of them hath he instructed with wisdom to do carpenter's work and tapestry and embroidery in blue and purple and scarlet twice dyed and fine linen, and to weave all things and to invent all new things. Chapter 36. The offerings are delivered to the workmen. The curtains, coverings, boards, bars, veil, pillars, and hanging are made. Bezaleel, therefore, and Eliab, and every wise man to whom the Lord gave wisdom and understanding to know how to work artificially, made the things that are necessary for the uses of the sanctuary, and which the Lord commanded. And when Moses had called them, and every skillful man to whom the Lord had given wisdom, and such as of their own accord had offered themselves to the making of the work, he delivered all the offerings of the children of Israel unto them. And while they were earnest about the work, the people daily in the morning offered their vows. Whereupon the workmen, being constrained to come, said to Moses, The people offereth more than is necessary. Moses therefore commanded proclamation to be made by the crier's voice, Let neither man nor woman offer any more for the work of the sanctuary. And so they ceased from offering gifts, because the things that were offered did suffice, and were too much. And all the men that were wise of heart to accomplish the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of twisted fine linen, and violet and purple, and scarlet twice dyed, with varied work, and the art of embroidering. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth 4. All the curtains were of the same size. And he joined 5 curtains one to another, and the other 5 he coupled one to another. He made also loops of violet in the edge of one curtain on both sides, and in the edge of the other curtain in like manner, that the loops might meet one against another, and might be joined each with the other. Whereupon also he cast 50 rings of gold that might catch the loops of the curtains, and they might be made one tabernacle. He made also 11 curtains of goat's hair to cover the roof of the tabernacle. One curtain was 30 cubits long and 4 cubits broad. All the curtains were of one measure, 5 of which he joined apart, and the other 6 apart. and he made 50 loops in the edge of one curtain and 50 in the edge of another curtain, that they might be joined one to another. And 50 buckles of brass wherewith the roof might be knit together, that of all the curtains there might be made one covering. He made also a cover for the tabernacle of ram skins dyed red, and another cover over that of violet skins. He made also the boards of the tabernacle of setim wood standing. The length of one board was 10 cubits, and the breadth was 1 cubit and a half. There were 2 mortises throughout every board, that one might be joined to the other. And in this manner he made for all the boards of the tabernacles, of which 20 were at the south side, southward. With 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets were put under one board on the 2 sides of the corners, where the mortises of the sides end in the corners. At that side also of the tabernacle that looketh toward the north, he made 20 boards, with 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets for every board. But against the west, to wit, at that side of the tabernacle which looketh to the sea, he made 6 boards, and 2 others at each corner of the tabernacle behind, which were also joined from beneath unto the top, and went together into one joint. Thus he did on both sides at the corners. So there were in all 8 boards, and they had 16 sockets of silver, to wit, 2 sockets under every board. He made also bars of setim wood, 5 to hold together the boards of one side of the tabernacle, and 5 others to join together the boards of the other side. And besides these, 5 other bars at the west side of the tabernacle towards the sea. He made also another bar that might come by the midst of the boards from corner to corner. And the board works themselves he overlaid with gold, casting for them sockets of silver. And their rings he made of gold, through which the bars might be drawn. And he covered the bars themselves with plates of gold. He made also a veil of violet and purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen, varied and distinguished with embroidery. And 4 pillars of setim wood, which with their heads he overlaid with gold, casting for them sockets of silver. He made also a hanging in the entry of the tabernacle of violet, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen, with the work of an embroiderer. And 5 pillars with their heads, which he covered with gold, and their sockets he cast of brass. Chapter 37. Besaleel maketh the ark, the propitiatory and cherubims, the table, the candlestick, the lamps, and the altar of incense, and compoundeth the incense. And Besaleel made also the ark of setim wood. It was 2 cubits and a half in length, and 1 cubit and a half in breadth, and the height was of 1 cubit and a half. And he overlaid it with the purest gold within and without. And he made to it a crown of gold round about, casting 4 rings of gold at the 4 corners thereof, 2 rings in one side, and 2 in the other. And he made bars of setim wood, which he overlaid with gold, and he put them into the rings that were at the sides of the ark to carry it. He made also the propitiatory, that is, the oracle of the purest gold, 2 cubits and a half in length, and 1 cubit and a half in breadth. 2 cherubims also of beaten gold, which he set on the 2 sides of the propitiatory. 1 cherub in the top of one side, and the other cherub in the top of the other side. 2 cherubims at the 2 ends of the propitiatory, spreading their wings and covering the propitiatory, and looking one towards the other and towards it. He made also the table of setim wood, in length 2 cubits, and in breadth 1 cubit, and in height it was 1 cubit and a half. And he overlaid it with the finest gold, and he made to it a golden ledge round about. And to the ledge itself he made a polished crown of gold, of 4 fingers' breadth, and upon the same another golden crown. And he cast 4 rings of gold, which he put in the 4 corners at each foot of the table, over against the crown. And he put the bars into them, that the table might be carried. And the bars also themselves he made of setim wood, and overlaid them with gold. And the vessels for the divers uses of the table, dishes, bowls, and cups, and censers of pure gold, wherein the libations are to be offered. He made also the candlestick of beaten work of the finest gold, from the shaft whereof its branches, its cups and bowls and lilies came out. 6 on the 2 sides, 3 branches on one side and 3 on the other. 3 cups in manner of a nut on each branch, and bowls withal and lilies, and 3 cups of the fashion of a nut in another branch, and bowls withal and lilies. The work of the 6 branches that went out from the shaft of the candlestick was equal, and in the shaft itself were 4 cups after the manner of a nut, and bowls withal at every one, and lilies, and bowls under 2 branches in 3 places, which together make 6 branches going out from 1 shaft. So both the bowls and the branches were of the same, all beaten work of the purest gold. He made also the 7 lamps with their snuffers, and the vessels, where the snuffings were to be put out, of the purest gold. a candlestick with all the vessels thereof, weighed a talent of gold. He made also the altar of incense of sentim wood, being a cubit on every side four square, and in height 2 cubits, from the corners of which went out horns. And he overlaid it with the purest gold, with its grate and the sides and the horns. And he made to it a crown of gold round about, and 2 golden rings under the crown at each side, that the bars might be put into them, and the altar be carried. And the bars themselves he made also of sentim wood, and overlaid them with plates of gold. He compounded also the oil for the ointment of sanctification, and incense of the purest spices, according to the work of a perfumer. Chapter 38. He maketh the altar of holocaust, the brazen laver, the court with its pillars and hangings, the sum of what the people offered. He made also the altar of holocaust of sentim wood, 5 cubits square, and 3 in height. The horns whereof went out from the corners, and he overlaid it with plates of brass. And for the uses thereof he prepared divers vessels of brass, cauldrons, tongs, flesh hooks, pot hooks, and fire pans. And he made the grate thereof of brass, in manner of a net, and under it in the midst of the altar a hearth, casting 4 rings at the 4 ends of the net at the top, to put in bars to carry it. And he made the bars of sentim wood, and overlaid them with plates of brass. And he drew them through the rings that stood out in the sides of the altar. And the altar itself was not solid, but hollow, of boards, and empty within. He made also the laver of brass, with the foot thereof, of the mirrors of the women that watched at the door of the tabernacle. He made also the cord in the south side, whereof were hangings of fine twisted linen, of 100 cubits. 20 pillars of brass with their sockets, the heads of the pillars, and the whole graving of the work of silver. In like manner at the north side, the hangings, the pillars, and the sockets and heads of the pillars were of the same measure and work and metal. But on that side that looketh to the west, there were hangings of 50 cubits, 10 pillars of brass with their sockets, and the heads of pillars, and all the graving of the work of silver. Moreover, towards the east, he prepared hangings of 50 cubits, 15 cubits of which were on one side with 3 pillars and their sockets, and on the other side, for between the two he made the entry of the tabernacle, there were hangings equally of 15 cubits and 3 pillars and as many sockets. All the hangings of the court were woven with twisted linen. The sockets of the pillars were of brass, and their heads with all their gravings of silver. And he overlaid the pillars of the court also with silver. And he made in the entry thereof an embroidered hanging of violet, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen. That was 20 cubits long, and 5 cubits high, according to the measure of all the hangings of the court. And the pillars in the entry were 4 with sockets of brass, and their heads engravings of silver. The pins also of the tabernacle and of the court round about he made of brass. These are the instruments of the tabernacle of the testimony, which were counted according to the commandment of Moses in the ceremonies of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest, which Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, had made as the Lord commanded by Moses, having for his companion Eliab, the son of Achisamech, of the tribe of Dan, who also was an excellent artificer in wood, and worker in tapestry, and embroidery in violet, purple, scarlet, and fine linen. All the gold that was spent in the work of the sanctuary, and that was offered in gifts, was 9 and 20 talents, and 730 sickles, according to the standard of the sanctuary. And it was offered by them that went to be numbered, from 20 years old and upwards, of 603,550 men able to bear arms. There were, moreover, 100 talents of silver, whereof were cast the sockets of the sanctuary, and of the entry where the veil hangeth. 100 sockets were made of 100 talents, 1 talent being reckoned for every socket. And of the 1,775 he made the heads of the pillars, which also he overlaid with silver. And there were offered of brass also 72,000 talents, and 400 sickles besides, of which were cast the sockets in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony, and the altar of brass with the grate thereof, and all the vessels that belonged to the use thereof. And the sockets of the court as well, round about as in the entry thereof, and the pins of the tabernacle and of the court round about. Chapter 39. All the ornaments of Aaron and his sons are made, and the whole work of the tabernacle is finished. And he made of violet and purple, scarlet and fine linen, the vestments for Aaron to wear when he ministered in the holy places, as the Lord commanded Moses. So he made an ephod of gold, violet and purple, and scarlet twice dyed in fine twisted linen, with embroidered work. And he cut thin plates of gold, and drew them small into threads, that they might be twisted with the woof of the aforesaid colors. And the 2 borders coupled one to the other in the top on either side, and a girdle of the same colors as the Lord had commanded Moses. He prepared also two onyx stones, fast set and closed in gold, engraven by the art of a lapidary, with the names of the children of Israel. And he set them in the sides of the ephod for a memorial of the children of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made also a rational with embroidered work, according to the work of the ephod, of gold, violet, purple, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twisted linen, foursquare, double of the measure of a span. And he set four rows of precious stones in it. In the first row was a sardius, a topaz, an emerald. In the second, a carbuncle, a sapphire, and a jasper. In the third, a ligurius, an agate, and an amethyst. In the fourth, a chrysolite, an onsk, and a beryl, set and enclosed in gold by their rows. And the 12 stones were engraved with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, each one with its several name. They made also in the rational little chains linked one to another of the purest gold, and two hooks, and as many rings of gold. And they set the rings on either side of the rational, on which rings the two golden chains should hang, which they put into the hooks that stood out in the corners of the ephod. These, both before and behind, so answered one another, that the ephod and the rational were bound together, being fastened to the girdle and strongly coupled with rings, which a violet fillet joined, lest they should flag loose and be moved one from the other, as the Lord commanded Moses. They made also the tunic of the ephod all of violet, and a hole for the head and the upper part at the middle, and a woven border round about the hole, and beneath at the feet pomegranates of violet, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen, and little bells of the purest gold, which they put between the pomegranates at the bottom of the tunic round about, to wit, a bell of gold and a pomegranate, wherewith the high priest went adorned when he discharged his ministry as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made also fine linen tunics with woven work for Aaron and his sons, and mitres with their little crowns of fine linen, and linen breeches of fine linen, and a girdle of fine twisted linen, violet, purple, and scarlet twice dyed, of embroidery work, as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made also the plate of sacred veneration of the purest gold, and they wrote on it, with the engraving of a lapidary, the holy of the Lord. And they fastened it to the mitre with a violet fillet, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So all the work of the tabernacle and of the roof of the testimony was finished, and the children of Israel did all things which the Lord had commanded Moses. And they offered the tabernacle, and the roof, and the whole furniture, the ring, the boards, the bars, the pillars, and their sockets, the covers of ram skins dyed red, and the other cover of violet skins, the veil, the ark, the bars, the propitiatory, the table with the vessels thereof, and the loaves of proposition, the candlestick, the lamps, and the furniture of them with the oil, the altar of gold, and the ointment, and the incense of spices, and the hanging in the entry of the tabernacles, the altar of brass, the grate, the bars, and all the vessels thereof, the lever with the foot thereof, the hangings of the court, and the pillars with their sockets, the hanging in the entry of the court, and the little cords and the pins thereof. Nothing was wanting of the vessels that were commanded to be made for the ministry of the tabernacle, and for the roof of the covenant. The vestments also which the priests, to wit, Aaron and his sons, used in the sanctuary, the children of Israel offered, as the Lord had commanded. And when Moses saw all things finished, he blessed them. Chapter 40. The tabernacle is commanded to be set up and anointed. God filleth it with his majesty. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, The first month, the first day of the month, thou shalt set up the tabernacle of the testimony, and shalt put the ark in it, and shalt let down the veil before it. And thou shalt bring in the table, and set upon it the things that are commanded according to the rite. The candlestick shall stand with its lamps, and the altar of gold, whereon the incense is burnt, before the ark of the testimony. Thou shalt put the hanging in the entry of the tabernacle, and before it the altar of holocaust, the laver between the altar and the tabernacle, and thou shalt fill it with water. And thou shalt encompass the court with hangings and the entry thereof, and thou shalt take the oil of unction, and anoint the tabernacle with its vessels, that they may be sanctified, the altar of holocaust, and all its vessels, the laver with its foot. Thou shalt consecrate all with the oil of unction, that they may be most holy. And thou shalt bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of the testimony, and having washed them with water, thou shalt put on them the holy vestments, that they may minister to me, and that the unction of them may prosper to an everlasting priesthood. And Moses did all that the Lord had commanded. So in the first month of the second year, the first day of the month, the tabernacle was set up. And Moses reared it up, and placed the boards and the sockets and the bars, and set up the pillars, and spread the roof over the tabernacle, putting over it a cover, as the Lord had commanded. And he put the testimony in the ark, thrusting bars underneath, and the oracle above. And when he had brought the ark into the tabernacle, he drew the veil before it to fulfill the commandment of the Lord. And he set the table in the tabernacle of the testimony at the north side without the veil, setting there in order the loaves of proposition as the Lord had commanded Moses. He set the candlestick also in the tabernacle of the testimony over against the table on the south side, placing the lamps in order according to the precept of the Lord. He set also the altar of gold under the roof of the testimony over against the veil, and burnt upon it the incense of spices, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he put also the hanging in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony, and the altar of holocaust of the entry of the testimony, offering the holocaust and the sacrifices upon it, as the Lord had commanded. And he set the laver between the tabernacle of the testimony and the altar, filling it with water. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and feet, when they went into the tabernacle of the covenant, and went to the altar, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He set up also the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, drawing the hanging in the entry thereof. After all things were perfected, the cloud covering the tabernacle of the testimony and the glory of the Lord filled it. Neither could Moses go into the tabernacle of the covenant, the cloud covering all things and the majesty of the Lord shining, for the cloud had covered all. If at any time the cloud removed from the tabernacle, the children of Israel went forward by their troops. If it hung over, they remained in the same place. For the cloud of the Lord hung over the tabernacle by day, and a fire by night, in the sight of all the children of Israel, throughout all their mansions. End of the book of Exodus, and of side 1.